beginning current daven satik subas daf tezbo beginning an avgin tez master beginning with the gemara dema azli iligabayu. Maybe she went to them. Perish Rash Tosi explains l'tech basin. I mean, she went into their homes because afilu b'techa ir. So Tosi, because even if it's in the city, that would not be considered as stationary. It's similar to the case when you find the meat amongst us between the stores. That's not considered stationary, although that's in the city, because it's not in the store. So when you have the child that was found in the city, it's not considered stationary, since it's not found in any home. That's what Rashi explains. When we're talking about parish, shapirish me by my base, since he left the city, he left his house, that's already going to be enough to be considered parish and not kabur. But then it says, I'm going to say, but nazi in the second peg, regarding this, that if someone says to his agent, say, he just says, go and get a woman engaged to me. And then he dies and doesn't know who he got him engaged, he's forbidden all women in the world, from the halacha of an unspecified peer, which when we say it's unspecified, then one flies away, you could just get another one, but it sounds like if they were specified, then you wouldn't know which one was chatas, which oil. Then there's no way of fixing it. But that's specifically for the nest itself. But for the rest of the birds of the world, that we wouldn't say is problematic. And the problem is, but what do you mean over here? We're concerned for all women in the world. Maybe it's a sister or mother. Why is it any different? Masik, the Gemara concludes. I mean, Lach, when did I tell you ano isha delay night? There was talking about a woman that doesn't move around. So that's called kavua. That's problematic. You can tell me about a prohibition of a bird that was already sanctified that moves around. That's called the parsh. And Bechitim, if you can say, Achanami rose by the woman, it's also she moves around. Beshuka, Ashkecha, Bekadish, that maybe he got engaged to her when she was in the marketplace. No, Hasim Hatul Nechusa, there she goes back to her stationary position, and therefore that's why it's different. So it sounds like Gabi Adam, that regarding a person, Lashak called the parsh, it sounds like you're never going to have that it's coming from the majority. Mishum the Hatul Nechusa, it always goes back to its stationary position. But here we're showing you that only in this house is considered kavua, but in the city it's not considered kavua. So you see that we could consider as called the parish by human being too. So this is about pirchi. That's not a question, because the hasam shasa iser. The year is at the time of the prohibition. Meaning, because bashal misha, when this man's going to have now get married to any other woman that's forbidden to him, because maybe it's the sister of that woman that he was engaged to. Hajul nechusa isha shekidish shlich. At that point, yeah, the woman already has gone back to her stationary position from the woman who had the agent had gotten engaged to, because people are, or they go back to the home ultimately. When they went to her and they'd be with her, so that's b'shasha isar united at the time of the isar. Then he is moving around, and if it would be applicable to think called the parish member parish if he's not in his home, and it's only called gavua in the home itself. Next, just master begins the gemara prat l'sar gemel guy. This can exclude a case when it says of is only, it's excluding if he didn't intend for that person, he just threw a stone into a group of people. Now, that's the source for this. Even Lakula. So it's different to one, because Reb Shimon, he disagrees with Rabbanon, and he expounds his pasuk differently, that you have in mind to kill one person and end up killing someone else, and he does not dash from problems like Magoi, so Kavu Manale. Where does he know the Aloha of Kavu Kavu? And may let me don't sit in Muskin Pregnant Storm that actually the Gemara concludes the Sanad of Ein Tazim and Abdi actually Drib Shimon Zabak Yod Abid Drib Shimon actually learns his Halach from Rabbi Yoth and Sinzin learns that from Xerish from the Sinzina. And according to that conclusion, you can say that actually Drib Shimon does learn that from this Xerish Shavim. And therefore he has this Pasik extra to learn that V'arba Lebu Kamalav and V'ayatale V'arba Lebu Kavuya L'Kavuya for Kavuya. No. Because Akati L'Tan Mechizki, he still wouldn't answer for Tan Mechizki, but no lay. Where would he know Kavuya? Because the Leslie Rebbe, he does not hold the Rebbe's Joshua. Because when you're not having intending, you're exempt from Mammon. And if the person would be executed, so then why would you be exempt from Mammon? Obviously, that is not Chayiv Misa, and therefore, and is not a Chayiv Mammon. So obviously, you would need the Joshua of the Arvel of Kamli to tell you, and therefore, the question would be, where would he know this halacha of kol kavua? Next test master to begin the gemara, stopping the pashla hakol. And we go regarding capital punishment, go leanly, and therefore it can't be regarding a case when you have reivak or mechtz even. But it says test to wonder, because lamando mahastra suffik lish master according to the one who holds that a doubtful warning is not considered a warning. So I feel like something the pashla hakma part. Even if you would say that. Doubt regarding capital punishment, you go strangely, you still be exempt from that. So, when you're warning him, you don't know he's going to kill a Jew. That's a doubtful asra. So, why do you need something to hush the halakha? And Vilan the Mashmasra, and if you're going to say it's like the one who holds that Hasra Sabak is considered Asra, it's a Hechabachim. Actually, how do you let him off the hook? And she's so hard if it turns out that he actually killed a Jew. Homachayim, when there's two fathers, we're not sure which is his father, and he hits one and hits the other one, you're liable because ultimately you did the deed, and here also you ultimately killed a Jew, even though we didn't know when we warned you it was Hasra Sabak. It would be nice as other way regarding leaving over a carbon number of the time, because Shamar, like when they tell Atta is the only Rav, I forgot the Sabak, although it's a Sabak, he's Chayim. There's something that says what you say, the Shami Hasan, there it's different. She did, but Vadai, because they know definitively, she's able to Isser, that he's going to come to prohibition them, Yeso Yakush name. Although we don't know which one, but ultimately he's doing both. So even though each one has Sora Sadek, but you know definitively. Mishamach Yishma Asra, that's the difference called Asra, a warning. Abel Hach, any day of Shabbat, the Yabal Deser, we don't know for sure there's going to come to Isser. Shani Deser, Miyak, he doesn't know who's going to fall on. So even though ultimately he's a Jew, therefore, he wouldn't be a Chayiv, according to Mandama, Asra, Safek, Yishma Asra. Next, this matter begins Gemara LeYuchasin LeBein the Cherubim. That for Yichas, you don't need to have two majorities. Krimini B'chulu, I. We have the case of Tenik Nitzamushal Beir. The Rab said like you're going to Yuchasin, you need two Ruby. Which says that a Muslim Shani actually could have answered Shani Tenik. You know, the case of the child is different unless the Chazakas the Kashas, and therefore that's why we need to have two Ruby. But maybe when you have Chazakas, maybe you wouldn't need, and the Gemara could have answered that.